Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Bell's palsy occurs more often in people who are pregnant, have an upper respiratory infection like the flu or cold, or have diabetes. There are no specific tests to determine if a patient has a disorder. A physical examination is necessary to rule out any of the other causes of facial paralysis, such as a stroke or even Lyme disease. During the examination, a physician will examine the patient for upper and lower facial weakness. In most cases, this weakness is limited to one side of the face or occasionally isolated to the forehead, the eyelid, or the mouth. Blood tests can sometimes be helpful in diagnosing other concurrent problems, such as diabetes and certain infections. An MRI or a CT scan may help to determine if there is a structural cause for the problem. Recurrent attacks of Bell's palsy are rare, but in some cases, there's a family history, suggesting that the patient may have a possible genetic reason for the disorder. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.